Blog Talk Radio.
Express my sentiment
by doing this. I'm gonna give Kanye a round of applause. Now, why am I giving Kanye a round of applause for what he's doing? Why am I clapping for Kanye? Am I clapping for him because I agree with him? No. The answer, no, I don't agree 100% with anybody. I'm clapping for Kanye because I'm thinking about his mother, Donda West. And I believe that Donda West, if you know about Donda's life, she was a scholar. She's a scholar like me. And one of the things we believe in academia, the true academics, not the fake ones, not the ones who fake PhDs or the ones who don't understand what intelligence means, but the true academics are seekers of knowledge. And to be a seeker of knowledge, you cannot seek knowledge if you have a closed mind. You cannot seek knowledge if you're not willing to open your mind to new ideas. You cannot be a true seeker of knowledge if you shut down and mute every person who says something that you don't agree with. You are not a seeker of knowledge if you don't believe in freedom of speech. And what Kanye West is doing right now is he's challenging America and challenging black people and challenging the Democrats and challenging even Christians on whether or not you espouse or truly believe in the values that you claim to believe in. No different from the way a commitment to democracy was challenged with the NBA when China bucked up on the NBA and said, okay, you keep on talking that Hong Kong shit, we're going to jack you for about $8 billion. Are you saying you believe in freedom? You say you believe in democracy? You say you believe in liberty? But do you believe enough to put $8 billion on the line? Because we do. We might go to, you really about that life? Are you really about that life? And what does the NBA do? They back down. Okay, yeah, we're trying to believe in democracy. Not that much, right? Well, Kanye's kind of challenged you. I listened to Kanye's album on the flight home. I live in Chicago. I know people that know Kanye. I've never met him. But, one of the things that's interesting is that I was listening to the album, and one of the things he brought up that was very interesting was he said that, I can't rap it the way he rapped it, but basically he said that in his whole journey,
haven't you learned anything?
Man, that school shit is a joke. The same people who control the school system control the prison system and the whole social system ever since slavery.
I went to school with some redneck crackers. Right around the time Third Base dropped the Cactus album, but I was reading Malcolm. I changed my name in 89, cleaning parts of my brain like a baby nine. I took a history class serious, front row, every day of the week, third period, fucking with the teacher's head, calling the races. I tried to show them crackers some light, they couldn't face it. I got my diploma from a school called Ripper, full of teenage mothers and drug dealing niggas in the hallways. Popo was always present, searching through niggas' possessions, looking for dope and weapons, get your lessons. That's what my moms kept stressing. I tried to pay attention, but their classes weren't interesting. They seemed to only glorify the Europeans, claiming Africans were only 3/5 of human beings.
They schools can't teach us shit. My people need freedom. We're trying to get all we can get. All my high school teachers can suck my dick, telling me white man lies, straight bullshit.
Stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. I said, stand up. You're American, aren't you?
Nope, that's your flag.
Like a 12-step brainwash camp. They make you think if you drop out, you ain't got a chance to advance in life. They try to make you pull your pants up. Students fight the teachers and get took away in handcuffs. And if that wasn't enough, then they expel you. All your people's understanding, but to them, you a failure. Observation and participation. My favorite teachers, when they beat us in the head with them books, it don't reach us. Whether you break dance or rock, sway to Adidas, or be in the bathroom with your clique, smoking reefer, then you know they mad class. Ain't important unless you add enough cash and multiples.
Unemployment ain't rewarding. They may as well teach us extortion. You either get paid or locked up. The principal is like a warden in the 4-year sentence. Mad niggas never finish, but that doesn't mean I couldn't be a doctor or a dentist.
State schools can't teach us shit. My people need freedom. We're trying to get all we can get. All my high school teachers just suck my dick, telling me white man lies, straight bullshit. State schools can't teach us shit. My people need freedom. We're trying to get all we can get. All my high school teachers just suck my dick, telling me white man lies, straight bullshit. Bullshit.
You're listening to the Marty Smith Show again. Back to Dr. Boyce.
Hey, you know, you support Trump. Fuck you, you ain't shit. Blah, blah, blah. And he made that great point. And I thought, wow, okay, that's great. You're checking the Christian. You know, okay, he still says you're my love. He loves everybody. Well, can you love me as a Republican? Can you love me wearing a MAGA hat? Can you love me? You know, when I say slavery is a choice. And a lot of people can't do that. A lot of people don't have to love the country. They think they should be somebody else. And I think that that's okay to disagree. But I think that sometimes we don't separate the idea from the person. You know, we want to cancel the person because we don't like their idea. We don't like their perspective. And I'm not into that. I'm not into canceling people because they disagree with me. You know, if that's what it is. Now, don't get that repeat. You know, please hit the thumbs up button. Everybody, please hit the thumbs up button. Let's do our Black Tower exercise on the count of three. Hit the thumbs up button and hit the notification bell. And then type Black Tower in the chat to let me know you did it. So on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Everybody hit the thumbs up button. Thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up. Hit the, and then type Black Tower in the chat and let me know that it's done. Okay, thank you, Dini Beauty. I appreciate you. Thank you, T-Bird. Thank you, Fuck Them. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Steph, Kim, the beauty jock. I appreciate all of you very much, Goofy. Thank you, Henry, et cetera. Okay, so let's keep it going. Let's keep prepping. All right, so what I find fascinating about Kanye's journey, his very public spiritual journey, and I believe it's a spiritual journey for him. I felt like he was weird from the very first time I ever saw him. He's weird, but weird in maybe a good way. He's a musical genius. He's a visionary. He saw how great his career was going to be before he even started. You know, he was saying that if my lyrics are half as good as my beat, I'm going to murder the game. I remember him saying that back in 2003. I remember him saying that way back then. And he's murdered the game. But this man has pissed off half the country. He's come right back. You know, some people got mad at him are now listening to him again. So it's really interesting to watch his journey. But one of the things he's revealing in this whole, you know, like, I'm going to go to the churches thing. I'm going to do this Sunday service and rap about Jesus and have a black choir and go in and use this as a platform to espouse my conservative viewpoints. What it's revealing is something that the Democratic Party has never really acknowledged and that the Republicans have never really understood, and that a lot of black people don't even confess to, is that the black community
chapter 16.
Is actually quite conservative.
These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father, nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me. And none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. And if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. And if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they believe not on me. Of righteousness because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will shew you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall shew it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall shew it unto you. A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. Then said some of his disciples among themselves, What is this that he saith unto us? A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me, and because I go to the Father? They said therefore, What is this that he saith? A little while. We cannot tell what he saith. Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said unto them, Do ye inquire among yourselves of that I said, A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again, a little while, and ye shall see me? Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come, but as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish, for joy that a man is born into the world. And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs. But the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall shew you plainly of the Father. At that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again I leave the world, and go to the Father. His disciples said unto him, Lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speakest no proverb. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. Jesus answered them, Do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Chapter 19. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus, and scourged him. And the soldiers platted a crown of thorns, and put it on his head. And they put on him a purple robe, and said, Hail, King of the Jews! And they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again, and saith unto them, Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know that I find no fault in him. Then came Jesus forth, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate saith unto them, Behold the man. When the chief priests therefore and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him, crucify him. Pilate saith unto them, Take ye him, and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. The Jews answered him, We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid, and went again into the judgment hall, and saith unto Jesus, Whence art thou? But Jesus gave him no answer. Then saith Pilate unto him, Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee, and have power to release thee? Jesus answered, Thou couldest have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin. And from thenceforth Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth, and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in the Hebrew, Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Passover, and about the sixth hour, and he saith unto the Jews, Behold your king. But they cried out, Away with him, away with him, crucify him. Pilate saith unto them, Shall I crucify your king? The chief priest answered, We have no king but Caesar. Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he bearing his cross went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him, and two other with him, on either side one, and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title, and put it on the cross, and the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city, and it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. Then said the chief priests of the Jews to Pilate, Write not the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am the King of the Jews. Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments, and made four parts, to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said therefore among themselves, Let us not rend it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, They parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots. These things therefore the soldiers did. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother, and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour the disciple took her unto his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head, and gave up the ghost. The Jews therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was an high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken, and that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and brake the leg of the first, and of the other which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus, and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And he that saw it bare record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that he saith true, that ye might believe. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled, a bone of him shall not be broken. And again another scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they pierced. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore, and took the body of Jesus. And there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pound weight. Then took they the body of Jesus, and wound it in linen clothes with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulchre, wherein was never man yet laid. There laid they Jesus, therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, for the sepulchre was nigh at hand.
You're listening to the Marty Smith Show. I'm going to start this off early.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I...
Pass that. I don't want to hear that bullshit. I didn't even like it when it came out. I like her. I'm not that Christmas dude. Anybody know me? My birthday's at Christmas time. I only want to hear Tupac.
Got the police busting at me, but they can't do nothing to that.
Go.
How we doing?
We good, bro. What's been up?
We live. We still live. We never stop being live. That's my problem. I'm live. Even when I wanted to be off, I'm live. I wanted a day off. I gave myself a day off. I'm the boss, and I gave myself a day off. And then I called myself back into work.
Sounds like a B.O.B. move to me, playboy.
Well, I'm talking to your ass. I'm at work talking to you on my day off. I worked yesterday. I worked on Sunday on Jesus Day. I was at Kanye. Oh, bro, I mean, we got to get that, you know, hey, man, bro, remember them trench coats? Let's bring them back.
Yeah.
And I just got rid of mine because it had moths all in it. So I might have to get another one. Anyway, what you feel about that, bro? Don't think about it. Just give me what you think about this Kanye Jesus movement. What you think about it? I mean, every man got the right to pick his own bones out of his own fish. I mean, you got to follow him. That's my thing.
Right. I can't follow him, bro. I can't.
What you think about
I'm good.
It's a combination of the turntables, hip hop, MCing, it's theater, it's religiosity, it's part Farrakhan.
We can stop right there with the religion part of it. If his religion part is anything like his political part, I'm cool on bro. That's all I'm saying. I'm cool on bro. Let bro do what he gonna do. You know,
I have decided to let him do what he gonna do, but that don't mean me and everybody that I'm paying attention to got to follow him.
Right. I
Is
can't.
That fair?
That's fair. I
Is
mean,
that
he can
fair?
Do what he's gonna do, and he's gonna get.
Is that
he's
fair?
As can be. Yeah,
now,
it's fair
I,
for the fools to want to follow
him. Is that fair, though? I'm trying to be fair. Because, look, bro. One thing me and you do know, I don't talk to you every week like I used to, or every other day, every damn day like I used to. But when I do talk to you, we ain't never disconnected from the last talk. So you owe me from 5 talks ago. Anyhow. Look, that man got the right to pick his bones out his own fish.
Right, I'm not mad at it.
My issue is I can't cast stones. I've been in this hip hop thing for a minute now. And I've been in information and communications for a minute. And so have you, even if you just rode with me for the last 4 years. And you have. So at the end of the day, what we're looking at is, remember them days when we was talking about him running his mouth and all the Trump shit? That we way past that. We're into an implementation of a system of communication, which is like you go add your Google, add your Reverend Ike, add your K-Day, add your potato pie, sweet potato, or just a potato pie. We adding it all, bro. And we doing it on some culture fakeness that ain't really appropriate. I think he needs to figure out a better system of making money, but I do like the fact that he figured out this one. This is a money maker, like mini soccer.
Well, at the end of the day, like I said, they're going to be fools that follow him, and that's fine if they follow him. I mean, I can't get into how you're thinking or why you're thinking what you're thinking. But if you want to follow that one, go right ahead, bro. Go right down that rabbit hole. Hope you got another one to run to.
Now, I don't know if you've been to any of the ceremonies or events, but I have because I do security and I work it. I'm good, bruh. I felt like I needed to actually walk in with a resolute face before I did the event, and I did. And I wasn't feeling like I needed to amp myself up, you know what I'm trying to say, pump myself up to get to the Kanye event. I'm just saying that I'm like, man, you know what? This could have been West Coast Mexican wrestling with the mask. You know, it could have been some Pakistani, like a, like a, like a, like a, like a, like a. And it could have been whatever it could have been. It could have been any event, and I really wouldn't have had a different mindset. But when I just start seeing people that look like me in the concourse, walking around, all dressed up, trying to drink liquor, and act like they're at church, I'm like, you know, come on now.
First off, you know, like I said, if the fools want to follow that, go right ahead. You know what I'm saying? They can do that. You know, if you listen
to the Big Boy interviews, bro?
I'm not interested because I'm not interested in what he does. I'm not. His music is clever and it's great, but I'm not interested in any other thing than music from that cat. He can't leave me out of a paper bag. I can find my way out.
I would have to agree with you. It's only reason I was even on any of it is because it was coverage for show material and it was so prominent and I'm working it. You know what I'm trying to say?
Every
2 feet I go for the last 2 weeks, everybody just even yesterday. I had to work Chargers game and everybody like, you know, everybody had a comment on that. And most of it was hyper conservative, like, fuck what he going through and I'm not with it. Just like you, as you already know, because I got to do a damn show, I be on, that's not good enough. Why are you just like, fuck dude? I mean, I think we can do better than just fuck dude. I think we need to do, because listen to the Big Boy shit. I mean, really, dude. I have it.
My thing is this. I'm going to say this. Like the last thing that our people need, even in music, is more religion. That's all I'm saying. Religion got us effed up the way that we effed up now. So
is that bad, bro?
I think so.
I think no. What I'm saying is, are we that so far on anger that we don't even want nothing that's religious now, so we can only do trap music?
What I'm saying is simply is this. My spirituality and me understanding what I do understand supersedes his nonsense. So those who want to follow him, they can. But like I said, the last thing our people need is some more religion, because religion is what got us caught up in the first place.
Well, let me ask you something, and I'm not trying to be cute, but again, who are you?
The same cat you know forever.
But who are you?
I am a spiritual being living in this man-made nonsense. And it's all man-made.
That ain't what I asked you. I asked you, you got 3 letters. Who are you?
Due to the R to the H, I ain't never gonna ever change.
Well, goddamn it, let a nigga know. Who the fuck is you? You can just be like R to the X to the T. Who the fuck is he?
Nah, I'm G to the R to the X.
That's why you on the Marty Smith show. What if you called the G? I called the G to the R to the X show and it'd be like, who the fuck is you? I'm Bob Jenkins. Who the fuck is Bob Jenkins?
The one that's running the G to the RX show right here.
I'm Marty Smith's assistant. Well, where the fuck is Marty Smith? We asked for Marty Smith. We asked for G to the RX, and we asked, you know, who the fuck is he? You know, you got opinions, you spitting them out, and you got babies on the show and shit. I just want to get a plate registered for next week. Is it like in 3 weeks? Might be in 4 weeks.
It's like in 3 weeks, I bet. That's 3 weeks.
Hey, bro. Yeah. Hey, man. I'll pay for one next year. I don't have to eat this one. Likelihood, with my record,
I don't even know what we're cooking
anyway.
This year, bro. I don't even know what we're cooking this year anyway, so it don't matter.
Hey, I'm gonna tell y'all to go there. I'm gonna tell her to go there. I put 50 on it. Fagua.
Like I said, you know, she's gonna do what she's gonna do. I don't know what it is she's gonna do. You know, I just help out.
There are seven ducks in Chinatown that need your attention. That need her attention. Fagua. That's what we need. Before it's all illegal, bro, it'll be like, you know, one day they're going to wake up and say, you can't have a straw, you can't have a vape pipe, cheddar cheese, or foie gras, and you can't have an Arch chili dog, and you can't have a Tommy's burger. You know what? You can't even have a hat no more. That's what they're going to say. Now, hopefully by then, me and you will be governor, but, you know. I'm thinking way down the road. You never thought like that, but I just, you know, I always had these thoughts that me and you could be governor, a joint governorship. You do your shit. You do, you know, you neighborhood governors versus D.C. governors, and that's general public. That's general concern governors. Who is calling me on my line, on my private line? Who did you have clearance? You do not have clearance. I need a screening. You know, I have phone screening now, GRX.
Well, you should have that the first place.
Nah, because I like to let some of my old ex-girlfriends come on through. And it'd be a mystery. Like, who is this? Oh, wait. The one I didn't want to talk to. So then I had to work on my Denzels and get out that conversation. But anyway, we was on politics and talking about Kanye. I think Kanye is a messenger of Christ. What do you think about that?
Okay. Well, I mean, he may be. He might as well be. If he believes
now,
it, then he is, I guess. You know, I don't know what the criteria is anymore.
Okay. Because I said, don't put nothing in my food because I said that, right? I just said,
I think
he's a messenger. I didn't say he was a messenger. I said, I think.
Even if you think it, he still got to be some kind of criteria you got to follow. And, you know, I'm not sure about whoever wrote the criteria.
One thing that I do believe in all seriousness is that this brother is on a spiritual path for himself, and because of his financial platform and how he get down with his get down and make money, church pimping is church pimping, and it's easy to do.
Well, again, you got followers. As long as you got a follower. You know, he's going to say he spoke to God and all that other good stuff. Okay, right on. Get your money, playboy. Because those who will follow. Because some people need to leave it like
Brad,
that.
I'm going to be super selfish about it. I really think the problem is if you and I went out last night and dropped the Jesus is King, Jesus is King, or in your case, it would be GRX's, Jesus is King. You'd be GRX's. I don't know how to spell it. Got some X's in there. Anyway, me, it'd be Marty Mars King. And, you know, I ain't going to fuck with Jesus because I can't compete. My birthday is like 3 days before his. And every year I get shortcut. So I ain't fucking with dude on the real. But if I had the resources that Kanye West has, I don't think I would be putting them into this platform. Public.
Well, I mean,
I think I would be all about my Christ and all about my Jesus But I don't think I would be trying to sell it backwards to y'all and everybody else. What do you think?
Well, again, for those who are looking for someone to follow or to be led by, he's as good as any. He is as good as any. You know? If he say he spoke to Christ, if he think it, then that's what it is for him. Or whatever he's using religiously, that's what it is for him. And he's going to have people that believe him because of the position and where he is in life, being an entertainer. We follow entertainment. And because of that, this is going to lead a lot of people down that rabbit hole.
Yeah. And with that, we're going to let that pastor speak. Don't get mad and hang up the phone, GRX. We're going to let him speak for a minute on Big Boy.
And who you know do that? I ain't calculating nothing. And God is using us to show off. I'm talking about when I was calculating things, I was ending up in debt. Next thing you know, I'm not even on Instagram. And Yeezy is the number one Google search brand on the planet, above Louis Vuitton, above Nike, above Adidas. Yeezy, and I'm not even a part of the culture. I'm canceled. I don't have no gram. I'm not doing. I'm not on the gram. And it's the number one brand. It's the last valuation I got was $3 billion. And these are people trying to buy it, so it might be worth it.
We gonna have to on a lot of stuff. We gonna have to agree to disagree because I think we're gonna walk out the door with the same way that we walked in. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's what I've been saying. Let's agree to disagree.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I'm here to celebrate Jesus. I'm here to celebrate Jesus as King. When we want to sit down and really go at it, we can do that. You know what I'm saying? We haven't had a chance to do it on the phone, whatever. But I'm here to celebrate you, celebrate the music, this message, not message that you're trying to get out, but this presentation. I've had a chance to know you. I've had a chance to see your work. I was a fan first. And I've seen the transformation as well. And this transformation sometimes is not the most popular thing in hip-hop, the most popular thing in our culture. Years ago when you brought me Jesus Walk, we were one of the people that was like, man, we got to play this record. And in the record, you told us, if I talk about Jesus, my record won't be played.
Now, the funny thing, folks, about that is way back then, I didn't like that record. I thought that his whole ascension in the hip-hop was faultiness. I didn't think he was a real rapper. That was my opinion way back. That was, what, late 90s? Mid-90s? Whenever he came out.
Again, that was a time of change in music, too. So people were looking for something new, and he happened to be out. That was what that was.
I remember going back and forth with my brother L. Ross, you know, he world famous now. I texted L not too long ago and told him, as he's touring around the nation and the world, lecturing, I was like, bro, you world famous, man. Everywhere I go, I was in Alabama and your name came up on the airplane. I'm trying to get somewhere. Somebody said, yeah, I don't do that. Yeah, I don't do that. You're trying to get back. Somebody like, yeah, I know. I was like, bro, you world famous. I remember when I was world famous first. Now look at you. End of the day, the Kanye experience is one of that hip-hop culture has actually did what I thought it was going to do in high school, which is plateau, blanket, and by that you create transformation because you have no, you smothered, you blanketed of a culture. White folks want to be more black than white, and black ain't white, and white ain't black. You know what
I'm
saying?
Well, that's that whole movement. That's that whole movement. If you watch the media, Every commercial,
did you
got a black woman with a white man. Almost every commercial.
Did you see last week what President Obama had to say about culture and staying wokeness? I thought that was intent.
I looked at it a bit, but not in depth. And, you know, he ain't doing much for us. He ain't did much for us. So, I mean, it is what
And I thought, and I said it on the show, that it was late. I said too little, too late. If you really trying to address, I think I got it. Hold on, bro.
Yeah, this idea of maturity and you're never compromised and you're always politically
vocal. Number one outside right now.
Yeah.
I don't have it. You have to ask Gigi where it is.
You're listening.
Yeah.
Never compromised. You're always politically focused and all that stuff. You should get over that quickly. The world is messy. There are ambiguities. People who do really good stuff have flaws. People who you are fighting, they love their kids. And, you know, share certain things with you. And I think that one danger I see among young people, particularly on college campuses, Maria and I talk about this. Dara goes to school with my daughter. But I do get a sense sometimes now among certain young people, and this is accelerated by social media, there is this sense sometimes of the way of me making change is to be as judgmental as possible about other people. And that's enough. Like, if I tweet or hashtag about how you didn't do something right or used the word wrong verb or then I can sit there and feel pretty good about myself. Because, man, you see how woke I was? I called you out.
Didn't he start this shit?
Well, that's how he got in.
He was the first president to tweet. He and Michelle, when she was like, bring our girls back from Boko Haram and all that old shit. And I told you on that show that that was a bad precedent because you create a presidential record. And that's not accountable because it's social media, which can be influenced by the guy who owns the company. And look at the president. Look at where we are now. Look at, hey, I told you he would be impeached or kicked out or whatever, didn't I?
Yeah, I mean, but you know, the damage is done already.
It ain't done,
you know?
until the fat lady ain't on the stage yet, bro. The fat lady coming with me over to Thanksgiving at your house. And so
it's over then, bro. Whether the damage is done or what he's put out there, dude, you know, it is what it is. You know, like this two-party system could be a one-party system because you got racists on both sides of the fence. And, you know,
remember this statement, I said this. He gonna push it to a point where you can't get no give back. And we're about 6 months past that. So now we just gonna break the law in front of you and see what you say about it, nigga.
He's gonna prove the fact that, like he said, if I go out here and kill somebody, nothing should be said. He didn't say that a couple times. He feels like he's untouchable. That's what it is. As long as you feel like you're untouchable, you can do what you want to do, say what you want to say. It's just when you start to get touches, when you start to humble yourself.
I think that you got something on that he could just go out and kill someone, and that's where it is for him and his psychology because, you know, that's the type of presidency they kicking. They kicking.
Look, if we couldn't get him on grabbing the pussy, or any of the other stupid stuff he just said, if we couldn't get him out then we're not getting him out. All of this is just rhetoric. This is just comic rhetoric. But they're not trying to get him out, because they could have had him out a long time ago if they really wanted him out. But they don't.
My issue is, you know, I'm procedural as the next guy, and we don't do these shows lightly, and as we follow the law. I just got out of federal court a week ago, bro. I didn't tell you about that. I ain't gonna tell you. Fuck you, nigga. You don't get no information. Just shut up. I'm giving you the Kellyanne Conway treatment. There was no quid pro quo, bro. I didn't do it.
But at the end of the day, if it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander, you know? It is what it is, bro.
But the gander got a blue plastic suit that's see-through, and he feel good about it. And so the emperor got no clothes, and it's cool, and it's Gucci. So don't tell me nothing about my Gucci suit. You know, all the hip-hop songs is telling us where we need to go. I paid attention for the last 3 months. It's like they keep revolving the same songs. J. Cole, Drake, and Chris Brown. So, and we just want something in our cup, something that we can feel. You know what I mean? And I might put your name on my name on your last name, you know, give you a ring. That's all it's about, bro. Kicking game.
Like
and it ain't no different than the White House. It's like, man, you know, even if we don't went from, not peep this DRX, from there was no quid pro quo. I didn't do nothing to, and what if I did to, so I did it, and you can't do nothing about it. That sound like you, bro. That's like my relationship with you.
Look, at some point, you got to be man up and be about what you did. And he's just straight up saying, I did it, now what? 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 What?
Fuck it.
I can't do nothing until you do something. So what are you going to do? Then I'm going to respond to that. But you might not like the way that I respond to that. That's what that's coming up to. And that's why Pelosi's kind of like bowing down. Because you don't know how I'm going to respond.
I don't know, and I said this, and seriously, I don't know if she has she got the case. The case is moving. At some point, I do think the public's going to get tired of this, all this bullshit. So if they're not through, I said it on a show a few weeks back, if they're not through with this, and looking at a point, meaning they're moving toward a serious conclusion around April, May, they can forget it. Trump still ain't going to lose no race. I mean.
Well, he done lost some ratings, but that doesn't mean he ain't gonna lose.
If the race was held today, it would be as tight as it was in 2016, and he still might win. He probably gonna win.
Well, if you still got people in there moving counties around and do what you need to do to keep the vote your way, yeah, you gonna win. So just say that
you
got the people in the right place to do what you gonna do.
Hey, have you looked at what Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, and Bernie Sanders and I told you last time you was on the show and I talked to you privately that I didn't think Kamala Harris was going to make it in this last run, and she didn't. Beto O'Rourke is out.
And I'm glad she didn't. I'm glad she did.
I'm glad she didn't either. I think she adopted.
Because I don't need a 2.0. I don't need an Obama 2.0, bro. I did.
Oh,
whether it's a male or female, I don't need that.
I don't need a 5-0 in the Oval Office still pressing niggas like Clinton. That's what I don't need. That's what I actually, that was my whole issue with her. It had nothing to do and her, and it's the San Francisco. I live out there, brother. The San Francisco sometimey politics, in my opinion. But who am I to judge? Fuck it, I'm judging.
Yeah, like,
it's my show.
Like I said, well, we know what she about, and we knew that it wouldn't have been a good move anyway. Like I said, I look at the two-party system as a one-party machine. That's just what
it
is.
I don't think that she would have been. Now, the fantasy of fantasies to beat Trump, if they could do this, I think Biden leads all polls. Biden presidency, give me something like, and just go fucking buck wild. Give me something like maybe Amy Klobuchar, vice president on the passive, and then stack Warren as like a potential head of state, and then all the others. Like Kamala, I would have her as Attorney General of the United States type thing. You know what I'm trying to say?
I don't think she needs to be in office, bro. She don't have us in mind. My whole thing is if they don't have a good black agenda.
I don't think none of them got us in mind. I'm saying for a ticket to beat Trump. That was my whole point. That was my whole I said use all of the folks that's not going to make it and give me one ticket in the Democratic Party to look at. Now, you ain't got to give me a dream ticket. Some of them, I have issues with all of them. Ms. Warren is too strict. She's like the fucking high school principal. It's like, you know. Yeah, I was late that time. Fuck it. I'm still here. Fuck it, bitch. I'm not going to lose a whole semester of tuition because I was late, am I? Yeah, okay.
Hold
on,
let me get this call real quick.
Do you? This is the Marty Smith Show. We actually passed the show. I forgot that part. So, we're in overtime.
I'm going to get on TV. Watch my show. Watch Purpose. Never compromise. You're always politically focused and all that stuff. So you should get over that quickly.
I'm bad, Playboy.
Yeah. You're listening to Obama in the background, brother. Talking about how messy the world is. And I agree with you and all that. I just was saying that if I had to have a dream candidacy in this political future, because all of this whole hoopla is about, okay, everybody don't like something about Mr. Trump, but then they like one thing, which is the money in their pocket if they making any. If they making it, they want to keep it. If they ain't making it, they see a better road to making it rather than going back. We can't do socialism, bro. I said this. Remember this? Socialism and black people don't work.
Capitalism and black people ain't working.
That's all you got now. If you want to go socialism, bro, we're going to end up like Boko Haram in this bitch. Nigga, this is going to go full divide. Nigga, there won't be no food or past Normandy in this hood. If I got something to say, fuck y'all. Nigga. That's how it's going to go. So everybody going to go tribal. So you can't. Socialism and we will have to be way long gone before that works, bro. Me and you. We'll have to be like Shaolin warriors blind and throwing fighting in the temple, because we'll be dead as doorknobs. Really, it ain't going to be going on when I think. I don't think it's going to be going on while me and you is cracking like it. You know what I mean? Real socialism. You may have.
No, it's not going to be
Obamacare has socialist aspects, but that's not socialism. You know what I'm trying
to say. Right, right. Well, that's just like Bernie. Bernie is still in a democracy. He's just trying to bring some of the socialism aspects to the game. That's all.
I'm not a Bernieite.
I'm not either, but I'm just saying, that's what he's trying to do, is just bring some of it. He don't want to destroy the whole system.
I don't think
he's
Bernie
just trying to make the system a little tweak the system here and there.
I don't think Bernieism is good for Negroism.
Ain't none of it good for us, so we're going to have to choose the lesser evil.
Hello,
so what's the lesser evil?
Greg, how old are you, Greg? You're 57,000 years old. Look, bro.
Okay, what's the lesser evil?
But that's not the issue. Listen to your big brother by 4 months. Look, big brother says this is how it is, and you know how it is. So we've been under one system. Now, if you and I could go to socialism and get a free yacht, then cool. But it ain't gonna happen. All right? So I don't think you and I want to be the niggas out here changing the system, and I don't think you and I want to be the niggas fighting the current system. What you and I want to be is niggas benefiting from the last shit we got as we move into our sunset years. Can we agree on that? Amen.
Right. Take it.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So. All right, Thanksgiving. Can I get an extra, like, Snoop Dogg cup, bro? Can I get a monk cup? You know what I mean? Hook it up, nigga. I ain't got no dominoes yet. Hook some shit up, nigga. Put a play on.
You know what? I'm going to hurry up and make you some dominoes so you can just stop tripping, okay?
I'm eating bread. Yeah, he going to make me some dominoes after 30 years.
I'm going to make you some dominoes so you can stop tripping.
Okay. And don't make the 3-5 on the cut, Lolo. Bobo, don't do that. Don't do that neighborhood shit y'all be doing. Because I done played dice with you niggas. Don't do that shit. Don't give me no, you know what I mean? Don't. Everybody better have the same weight, Bobo. Don't do that bullshit. I don't want no double zeros. Every double zero. Man, he hit double zero 5 times.
He lucky that way.
None of that. That makes it hard to collect your paper when you're picking it up off the ground. Somebody going to have contention. At least make it feel good, bro. So every click-clack, Mr. Engineer, we want to make sure that every dice has the same, you know, if you want to put it in the little lab to see if the click and the clack is the same audible level. Yeah, that. Now, if you figure out a way to put a diamond stud in one to make a click, a click clicky, and it make like a clack, you know what I'm trying to say? You get a click clicky clack, then, you know, you do. That's your engineering prowess. I understand what you're trying to do. Then, you know, your name will be Q, and then my name is 006, because 007 was already taken.
When your birthday?
Next week.
Next week.
Right now.
Check this out. But I'm serious. I'm gonna work on it, and I'm gonna send you some dominoes.
The 21st, bro. I'm the winter solstice. Just remember.
Right.
That cold night when you was thinking about that's me, man. I'm the nigga that's part goat, part horse, and whatever he is, and running around in the forest and shit. And we got a horn of plenty. So we got like all kind of shit. We got beer, we got weed, all kind of shit. Great pipe.
Yeah, like I said, bro, I'm going to make sure you got something by the 21st.
Okay. I want to feel publicly as if this is a moment of truth, yet.
It is.
In all of our,
you will have
in all
it.
Of our 50, in all of our 40 years of knowing, about 40, yeah, 40 of them. Yeah, I'm 50, I'll be 56 this year. In
yes, I'll be 55.
3 weeks. In 3 weeks, I'll be 56. I remember when you told me I wasn't going to make it to 19.
Shit, because we were doing what we was doing. We wasn't going to make it. All the shit we was doing, hell, we lucky to be here.
Well,
we are lucky to be here.
We're not lucky to
somebody
be here.
Somebody got a definite master plan for us. Yes, very. Very.
I think we're
I've been buried a whole lot.
Here.
Right.
We're
very.
Thankful to be here. Thankful.
Yeah, we are. Because at the end of the day, I didn't bury a whole lot of souls.
Well, at the end of the day, I would like to go to a whole lot more before I go to mine. And I'm just saying, Playboy, I would like to have my monk cup at the Thanksgiving ceremonial this year, because this might be the year I actually show up. And I'm not going to bring nobody but a fork. I'm going to bring my own fork.
You're going to bring Forky, huh?
Yeah. And I might bring a bib. I might bring a bib. And I might bring my own tickets to next year and validation. So I might create some shit that way you just validate my ticket for next year. You know, can we work on that type of love deal? Can we get a love Thanksgiving annual
look,
deal?
The door is always open. It's just you that don't come by. It ain't us over here, Playboy. The door is always open.
The problem is my mind keeps telling me no. And I, some days I want to come by and it's 3-4 in the morning. I already know that shit's in the freezer. I can't eat that shit. It's frozen. And your wife be like, what the fuck are you doing? And you'll be like, nigga, come on, bro. Yeah, it's 3 a.m, but I just got off work. But, you know, it ain't like the mission. It's like a mission. You know, it ain't the mission. It's a mission. That's how our friendship, I say friend-love-ship. We, I just created a word. Friend-love-ship goes. The friend-love-ship goes that way. But in the event I don't show, which is highly unlikely this year, you're looking at a 99% because Nick ain't 8 in a year. I'm so skinny.
Dude, I done lost 25 pounds.
Well, you needed to lose about another 30 because you was about to get
yeah, another
25.
I'm trying to get down to
right,
200.
Yeah. Then you try to act like that. Oh, nah, that's just like my little diabetes bash. Nigga, that's fat, bro. I'm glad you talk.
Good living, Playboy.
Yeah, well,
good living, homeboy.
Gout mouth, motherfucker. I don't need that. What we need from you,
well, look,
you know, you still can run,
hey.
Bro.
Hey.
You need me to come over there and we just do 10 push-ups? That's all we can do for a year. If we get 10 out a year, me and you be good. When last time you did 10? This is to get 10 out. For a whole year?
The last time I did 10, actually,
that
yesterday.
Was a bad idea. Stop it. Don't show me up. This nigga did 10. I didn't
yesterday.
Do 10. I don't even want to do no sit-ups for the... I ain't got nothing on
that. I'm trying to get
it,
but see, you want up on me. You ride your bike almost every day. I don't. See, so I'm getting back into
that. I ride that bitch every day. I had no choice right now because I didn't have no battery in my truck. And then I didn't have an extra 130 to just give to the battery man. And I just figured that out. It's called credit card.
Man, I'm about to get off this phone because my battery about to die. Hello?
That's a good thing. I'm getting off the phone because I got to go pray with Jesus. And then I'm going to call
you
back
do that.
Tomorrow.
Just don't fall down the rabbit hole.
I'm going to peek my head out. All right. I'm out.
Remember what my daddy used to tell us, bro. It's a poor rabbit. It only got one hole, bro. Poe rabbit only got one hole, Playboy.
Stop it. That's the same with a lot of holes. So just leave that alone. I just wanted
it
to
reserve. It goes across the board, okay?
All right, stop talking then. I just wanted to reserve my annual plate at the plate ceremony of plates. And, you know, even if I ate. Hey, hey, bro, y'all don't have to put no food on it. I'll just bring some Kentucky. Just give me a plate. A seat. Can I get a seat?
You got a seat, plus four.
All right, at least that, my nigga. And I'm going to bring a fork.
All right, boy. Let me get out of here. It's about to cut out.
Bye.